missed letter notification. You know, those little slips of paper. It's like, you missed a letter that you need to sign for. And you're like, what? And you look at who it's from. It's literally from an adoption agency. Okay. Now, here's a problem. You could technically go to the post office, but wait, it's past 5 on Friday, so you're stuck all weekend. This is a story that I talked about very early on in my Channel 933 days. But what really happened and why I couldn't talk about it anymore on the air, we'll discuss today on the podcast. Welcome to Certified Mama's Boy
Podcast. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
I'm Steve Kramer.
Podcast.
Welcome to this feel-good podcast I do with my mom every single day. Three principles we have here. It's live, laugh, and love your mom. We're going to live our lives out loud. We want you to as well, okay? We're going to laugh a lot because it's really important, even during the hard days. And we're going to love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Let's talk about the difference between blocking and ignoring on social media, because I feel like I'm getting a little too trigger happy with the delete human button, the block button. And I don't know if it's like the mature thing to do or if it's like the it's okay because you need to keep your emotional sanity in 2021. Excuse, I guess, would be the best way of putting it. A few minutes ago, I tried, especially on the Kramer and Jess stuff, like I we're too new to really be like turning anyone away. But there's come times where I'll just log on. I try not to log into that stuff. Like Jess handles most of our social media, but every now and then I'll log in to see what's going on. And so I logged in a couple seconds ago, and there's this woman just every video, like three comments on three different videos. Like the first one that made me mad was said something about Jess, like, oh, her voice, and then the way she just complains about her personal life. And then there was another one about it was a video of me and Miss California, and it was like, oh, boo hoo, get over it, you're an adult or something. And I was like, and something else, and I was just like, eh. Like, I don't need you. Should I have taken the high road and been like, hey, let's talk about this. Let's discuss this. I'm sorry you feel this way. Because back in the day, that's what I would have done. Every single person that like supports, I'm like, why are you following me? Like, why are you following our Instagram? I just feel like I'm saving us both a lot of trouble. Like, you're over here commenting, you're watching videos of us and commenting. I just didn't feel like I needed it in our show space.
Right.
But then I'm like, am I part of the problem? Am I part of this bubble that we keep talking about? This whole, you know, you only keep around people that you want to hear from kind of situation.
Well, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, right? People can say, people can say and post what they want to. Can you take it down?
Well, yeah, but it's like if you have that kind of negative energy, I just don't know that I even want you in our space. Like, like if you hate our show so much, why are you here, you know?
Yeah, just let it be.
Let what be? That didn't answer my question.
Just ignore it.
Oh. See, I took the low road. I definitely blocked her. I was just like, I just don't want you over here.
Yeah.
I don't want you in this space, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, who needs negative people in their life?
Well, which one is it, Mom? You're going back and forth.
Well, I mean, I would have just left it alone and ignored it.
But, yeah.
But you can block her. You can do what you want. Either way.
I just wonder.
My point is, we don't need negative people in our life, and let's don't let them bother us.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to keep them there,
block them or ignore them. Just let them be in their own little negative world, picking on people. There are some people who just like to pick on other people.
That's just what it felt like. I was like, go away. But I don't know if that's, you know, that's, I feel like that's the problem that we're in. Then we get so shocked when someone has a difference of opinions, and we're like, wait, what?
What do you mean you don't love us and love everything we say and do?
Like
something
when we get,
must be wrong with you.
When we get fired for low ratings, I'm like, what do you mean? Everyone on our Instagram is just saying nice things about us. I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. Why would you want to get rid of us? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Social media is such a mess.
I know. It's tough.
Such a mess.
We have a lot of COVID stuff to talk about today because I'm genuinely concerned about my father. And Friday I'll bring him on to talk about this. But I don't – you missed a family call today, Mom. But Dad said that he's being a little overzealous about the vaccine, which, like, I get. Like, everybody, like, listen, we all want this to be over. Like, why he's being so crazy about it, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. You know why he's being so, like, he doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't do anything. So, it's not really, I mean, I know he's old with, you know, he has cancer, and I got that. But he doesn't, like, I wouldn't consider him, like, a ultimately high-risk individual, considering he doesn't really, it's not like he's out in the world, you know.
But we do have a wedding coming up on March 13th. And yes. Even though it's just 20 people, he still wants to be able to enjoy that and not be so concerned. So
let me tell you,
definitely like to have the vaccine by then.
Let me tell you the extremes my father is going to right now. And on Friday, I'll have him explain it to you better. But today I was like, Dad, I do not sign off on this at all. But apparently, he wants to get a vaccine mailed to him, a vaccine that's 50% effective, and I hope for the best. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, what are you talking about right now? Like, what? What kind of idea is this? He's like, yeah, I'm going to be on all the news networks. I'm going to come on podcasts and talk about my effective. I'm like, wait, what is going on right now? Do you know what
it's just so crazy. I mean, he got so upset because yesterday he literally watched the computer all day long for an opening of some vaccines in a park near us. Yeah. And it was going to be a limited time. They didn't tell you, you know, when they would announce it, whatever. He literally left his computer for like 5 minutes and the opportunity came up to sign up on email, and he went on there to sign up, and all 800 spots were taken within 5 minutes. Yeah. So he was beside mm-hmm. himself. Like how can 800 people even sign up in 5 minutes? So of course he thought it was a hoax, and he went round and round about that. And, you know, we have been searching. I mean, we've been searching, you know, the pharmacies and the health departments and, you know, anything we can access. And somehow, I thought it was through a number that Brian sent me, but indeed it wasn't. It was something else that I must have clicked on one of these COVID sites that took me to a place in Chicago, St. Mary's Pharmacy in Chicago, that you text this number and you put in vax, right? And they start sending me all this information about how they ask me where I lived. I told them. I didn't know where they were or who they were at first. And then they said, well, when I said Dawsonville, Georgia, they said, that's good. Okay. So then they asked me to send a copy of my driver's license, and then I would get three documents. I'm like, no, I am not doing this. I'm like, I don't even know who you are or where you are or what this is all about. And they said, this is St. Mary's Pharmacy in Chicago, Illinois. And I said, well, no, thank you. Well, then I told him about it. And he's like, what? Let me have that number. And he got all excited about it and was actually considering doing that to have a COVID shot, a Moderna COVID shot mailed to him, and then to have his sister, Charlene, who's a nurse, or some other nurse that he might find to inject this. I'm like, yeah. No.
And what did he say? No. He said something about it only being 50% effective.
Yeah, well, Charlene told him that this was probably not, this is his sister, the nurse, that it was probably not a hoax, and that they were going to run out of vaccines. And so even if this were only 50% effective, it would be better than not getting one. So then he got hyped up about that. So I don't know how it ended up. I honestly left to come to Maggie's to help her pack, and I was just like, see ya.
Yeah. You know? Today he was trying to explain our family call about how this is a great idea. And like, it's just,
I'm like, Dad, please do not trust some number you text to send you a vaccine. Like that, nothing about this sounds intelligent at all. I mean, first off, I mean, you know, if it set a time to go sign up online, did you think nobody was going to be there to sign up? You think it was just going to be like a, you know, nobody's interested in this vaccine whatsoever.
Somebody
I just don't know.
Waiting in Chicago to mail you one.
Well, I'm saying for the other one, he gets so mad. He's like, I walked away from the computer for 15 minutes. And I came back and they were all gone. I'm like, yes. I mean, obviously you've never tried to buy a PlayStation 5 before. Cause that's exactly how it works. Anybody that's ever had to buy a video game system will never walk away from a computer when you know the time is coming up. You know, you don't have time. You have to get all of 20 seconds to get something done. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's heard of this, getting a vaccine sent to you. But then now there's more vaccine drama because on top of all that, somehow my mom was in charge of like getting all the vaccine information put together for her and my dad. And you ended up in the completely wrong area. What happened with this?
I'm not sure. What did he tell you? I'm not sure about that story.
You ended up in Montana or something? Dawsonville, Montana or something?
Oh, yeah. That was more than 24 hours ago. I'd almost forgotten that.
What happened with
this? Yeah, so I got so excited because it was a pharmacy and they were taking, you know, they were taking reservations and, well, not reservations, appointments. And I got so excited and, you know, it was in Dawsonville. I was like, oh, this is great. And I signed us up for it. And then they said they would be back in touch with us. And when I got the email back about them getting in touch with us, I realized that it was in Montana. Okay, that's clearly not going to work.
Wrong Dawsonville.
So we're not going to Montana. We're not mailing anything from Chicago. We are just going to be calm and patient and keep waiting. It will come. It will come. It will come.
My family's getting a little nutso over here when it comes to this vaccine.
Nutsier.
Yeah, nuttier than usual. So Friday he'll be on. He can explain everything. I don't know, but I just
telling what may happen between now and Friday.
I know. Don't let him shoot anything up. Please. And if there's any nurses that have heard anything about this, can you please call and confirm this is not a real thing and it's not safe? Because I cannot imagine somebody sending my dad a vaccine and him getting his elderly sister. It's just like, This does not make me feel good. Anyway, if you heard anything about this, if you're a nurse, I think also we need to dispel any kind of rumors or drop there. Maybe it's real. Maybe like, oh yeah, this is totally real. Like,
yeah, it's St. Mary's Pharmacy in where was it? Chicago. Chicago, Illinois. Yeah.
Okay. 888-Kramer-8 if you've got any info on that. We'll go ahead and get to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay. And of course it's Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, and I hope that if you're all enjoying a break from work, that you're thinking about everything he stood for. And especially with this being the week of the inauguration, I like so many of his quotes, but this one is, "Man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love." So we have to learn to get along and to not be resentful and to have so much animosity toward people on the other side and to be careful whom we follow and whom we listen to. But anyway, the
just
foundation.
Block them if you want to. Social media to drive you crazy. Just block them, you know.
But the foundation of all peace and you know, all reconciliation is always love.
This weekend was challenging because Friday was, you know, like we said, it was the 1 year anniversary. Funny how anniversaries have like why like a year, like does 365 days matter? I don't know, but it does. Yeah. You know, was the 1 year anniversary of me getting let go from Channel 933, and that just stirred up all kind of emotions. You know, like it just and. all weekend I've been sitting here like, how do I just work through this? Like, how do I just, and I heard from somebody that I worked from, and they were like trying, actually I heard from two people that I used to work with. And like, I don't know. I just have this bad taste in my mouth still, like with the whole situation. I just don't feel good about it. And like, I don't like, ugh, you know, just ugh.
Well, the truth of the matter is probably that you were wronged.
Yeah.
And knowing that is very hurtful.
Right.
But there's really nothing you can do to change it.
Right. And that's what I have to figure out. Because at the end of the day, I guess what hurts is because I really considered it's like it's like a multiple thing. And like this is, talk about like finding the peace, right? And this is like what I've been struggling with all weekend. Because I mean, I want to find peace. But yeah. Like when you get wrong by somebody, it's almost like having an affair, you know, or like getting cheated on. Like somebody that you trusted and like, you know, really. And I don't know if you can trust anybody that you work with anymore. I mean, I don't, you know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, I get that like it's business, you know, and I do think I was personally wronged in the whole situation. I think I was put in a really awkward situation where they made me, you know, do things I didn't want to do. And like, but anyway, it's like, I want to just move on. But at the same time, like I still share, I wish I could still cherish some of those relationships, you know, like some of those people mean a lot to me. And so it's just like, how do you find the peace? Cause even like, and I think, and like, I just keep coming back to like, I mean, I've been wrong many times, you know? And like the only thing that ever happens is it just gets better over time. But that sucks. Like I wish I could just mentally just process it differently, you know?
Well, you know, of course the one that's hurting is you and not them.
Yeah, I know. That's what sucks. I don't want to feel like this about it anymore. Like,
I know. Just have to let go of it, honey. Somehow, the best way you can, you just got to let go of it because you can't go back and change it. You have to keep moving forward and just know that there are people in this world, in your life, and in all our lives that will betray us.
Yeah.
They will. They'll betray us. And that was a problem in your divorce. And that was the problem with this situation at Channel 933. You felt betrayed.
Yeah.
And you were, actually.
Yeah.
So you just have to move through it and let it go and know that you're the better person for not having to be there and associate with people who are not genuinely good people.
Yeah.
You need people in your life that will stand by you and love you and support you, not people that will stab you in the back first chance they get.
Right. Yep, that's probably right. Well, read the quote one more time. By the way, we're putting ourselves, I didn't know this, but we got a notice at work that all of the Martin Luther King stuff is copywritten. And so we can't use any of it on the air. Like we can't use anything Martin Luther King. We can say like you know, happy Martin Luther King Day, but we can't like play any audio or like read any like quotes or anything. And I don't know. Really? I've been doing this for almost 2 decades and I had no idea that was the case.
Really?
So we're really being a dangerous podcast right here, but let's give it a shot.
Okay.
See if we get shut down.
Well,
if we don't show back up tomorrow, you know, this is the,
I always give credit to the person where it's due.
Crazy to me.
It's not my own. I know that is kind of strange. Okay. So he said, man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love.
Yep.
So if you can find a way to love those people that betrayed you,
I'm trying.
Maybe that's the foundation.
Not there yet.
I know. I hear it.
Not there yet.
I know, honey. I'm sorry.
All right. Monday Cheese May here in a couple seconds. We'll get to that. Actually, Mom, I'll let you go because I know you're in the middle. Mom's actually at my sister's house right now working on moving. So I'll let you go. I'll finish it up from here.
We're packing up. She's moving out, moving on.
That's right. All right. I love you.
All right, honey. Love you forever.
And we'll come back in a second. And I got to tell you the story about the adoption letter that I received. I told this story it was early when we got to San Diego. I was still in my townhouse. So I know that there wasn't really a lot of you may not know this story, but it was wild. It's one of my wilder ones. And I'll finally be able to tell you the whole story about when an adoption letter showed up at my doorstep. And it got even weirder as we went. So back in a minute with that. Baron Bloom, who was it this week that posted on there that they had tried? They ordered Baron Bloom finally. Thank you so much for doing that. We love supporting Baron Bloom because Baron Bloom supports us. Baron Bloom is a luxury skin and hair products line that's out of this cool family who is Savannah and Ahmed, and they're just really passionate about this kind of stuff. They're using all natural ingredients to bring you the best for your skin and your hair and for your baby too. I should mention that we never mention the baby products. We never, all we're going to focus on is the baby products today, because I know there's somebody right now that's got a little one that could use this. Club Areola is the nipple butter. I think it sounds weird to say nipple butter. Then they have the diaper flurry, which is of course the, what do you call that? Baby powder. That's what I'm trying to say. Talc-free baby powder, though, because that talc stuff's bad. And then Sweet Cheeks, which is a soothing baby balm for their butts. There's a lot of cool stuff. A lot of people focus on their skin, but it's got baby products, too, and hair. And listen, all we're saying is quit putting crap on your skin and your hair. You know better now. You know to be using natural ingredients, and just why not support a company that really genuinely cares about you? And that is Baron Bloom Naturals. So go to baronbloomnaturals.com and use the promo code Kramer to get 20% off, 20% off your purchase. We love it. I'd love to see you guys go and support these, this awesome company, Bear and Bloom. And then BaronBloomNaturals.com, and go use the promo code Kramer to go support our friends over at Baron Bloom. And Magic Spoon Cereal's back too. Who was it? Abby, my friend Abby, texted me this week. She was trying Magic Spoon Cereal. Hopefully you'll give it a shot too. You know, growing up, the best part about being, there's a lot of best parts. How about like no bills? Free rent. Not putting up with BS. Growing up, one of the best parts of being a kid, how about that, was cereal, right? It's cool. But like, you can't eat that kind of way. Like, how could we eat so bad back in the day and not worry about it? Anyway, start your day off right with a bowl of Magic Spoon cereal. It's a fun, I call it like a fun vanity. Vanity, is that the word I'm looking for? No. That's not the word I'm looking for at all. But it's like a specialty breakfast. How about that? A specialty breakfast is what you can have. It's designed to taste like your favorite childhood cereals, but it's not bad for you. It's got 0 grams of sugar. It's got 11 grams of protein, only 3 net carbs. Like, so what do you want? Do you want like a delicious bowl of cereal, or do you want like a protein shake? I mean, come on, have fun with it. So many of you asked for it, by the way. Now you can build your very own custom variety box. You can choose from the best-selling cocoa and fruity and frosted and blueberry and the new flavors, peanut butter and cinnamon. Cinnamon's really good, by the way. Go to magicspoon.com/Kramer to build your very own variety box and try it today, and be sure to use a promo code Kramer at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in the product that it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for whatever reason, they're going to refund your money. No questions asked. It's magicspoon.com/Kramer and use the promo code Kramer for free shipping. And thank you to Magic Spoon for being a part of the podcast today. Thank you to all of our certified fans, by the way. We're not going to do an official whoop whoop today. Sorry, the show's kind of weird because my mom is like doing her thing over at my sister's house. But whoop whoop to all of our certified fans. We appreciate you so much for supporting this podcast. How about we get like 3-4 new ones by the end of January? We're going to have 4 new certified fans by the end of January. And that's going to include you. So if you got, a few extra bucks a month to support this podcast, really appreciate it. You can just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-KRAMER-8. 888-KRAMER-8. And check it out. And we'd love it if you could support. And thank you for all of our long-standing certified fans. It's been around for 7 months now. Some of you guys have been around since day one. So don't think that it's not. I hope you feel appreciated. And I think you will even more so soon. So Thank you. We need to do another sale on merch soon for everybody, so we'll do it. All right, let's get into Monday Cheese Mate. In case you don't know what the word cheese mate is, it is Spanish for gossip. And if you're a chismoso, you're just somebody that loves the gossip or chismosa, then you just love gossip. You love hearing the stories. You love all the drama that comes with it. You love it. And I'm one of those, right? So Monday, I've been kind of telling you stories or gossipy stuff that I've never really been able to tell you before because didn't really have the right platform to do it, right? Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into today's. This, I don't know how many of you will actually remember the story because it was very, but even not, I'll tell it from the beginning because it was so crazy. It was very early on in my Channel 933 days. You knew it as the adoption letter story. And in case you had no idea what was happening, I came home one day and I had a missed package notification. You know, the slips they leave you. This podcast has so much to do with shipping companies. It's crazy. So it had a missed letter notice, and it was from like a place called Families First of Pensacola, Florida or something. And I was like, what the hell is that? But it was for me, and I was like, what? And so I went and I Googled it, and it was an adoption agency out of Pensacola, Florida. Now, I used to live in Panama City, Florida, which is right down the street, maybe 30 minutes away. I mean, maybe 45-ish. Yeah, maybe. And so I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Why in the world is there a adoption agency reaching out to me? Like, what? So I frantically try to run down to the post office because I'm like, what is this? It's Friday now. Keep in mind, it's Friday. It's like 5 o'clock. So I like just missed it. And I'm like, oh my God. So the whole weekend, I had to sit there with this adoption agency. I remember trying to call over there, but they were already closed for the weekend. I couldn't get any kind of information out of them. And all I had was, you know, knowing there was this pending letter sitting there from adoption agency. So of course, you know me, I freaked out all weekend long. And I was like, like what? Like, who is this? Did I... Like, but I was thinking, I was like, I didn't really, did I hook up with a lot of girls in Panama City? And I didn't, like, to be honest with you, I didn't. I don't know that I hooked up with anybody other than my wife. Yeah, that was really it. Just my wife. I think there may have been, actually, there's one other girl I hooked up with, but I didn't talk to her. So I was like, well, this is really uncomfortable now. So, because what if I always, because you know me, like, what if it was like that one girl and like she got pregnant, she didn't tell me, and then like here it is 10 years later and the kid's looking for me or something. You know, I don't know. So Monday rolls around, the whole thing kind of plays out on the air. I'm like, listen, here's the story. I don't know what's going on. And through social media, I kind of showed the trek of me going to the post office, me getting, and then I literally had to go radio silent on it. And here is the reason why I never got to like finish this story. So I went to pick up the letter, and the letter actually wasn't for me. It was for, because like when I got the thing, it just said Yancey, and it wasn't for me. It was for my now ex-wife. And I was like, huh? And so I give the letter to her, and she, I forget, I think it was like, we're looking for information on somebody, could you call, because we are looking for this guy, and it happened to be her brother. And we're like, what? So that's why, like, on the air, I didn't ever tell you the story, because it really wasn't my story anymore. It was her brother's story, so I thought. Now, let me tell you the end of the story. Turns out, because, you know, I mean, that's pretty frantic. Like, hey, you're the dad of this baby or whatever. And so it was like stressful. Turned out it was the wrong, her brother had a very common name, and it turned out it was the wrong person by that name. So really at the end of the day, it was nothing but just best that we just left the story alone. So there's the adoption letter story to this fullest. Again, I don't remember if you even, I don't know if you remember that story or not. But for like 72 hours, I was like, oh, like, who did I impregnate? This is not good.
Let me give you an app to go download really quick. Take a second from the podcast and go check it out, because obviously keeping your body in shape is important, but it's also really important to keep your mind sharp. And that's why I want you to go download this app called Word Collect. It's actually really fun. It's a super fun game. Word Collect's got 2,000 levels, so you never get bored playing it. It's a word puzzle app. And it's free. So mention that. It's free to play. And it starts easy, of course, but it gets harder and harder and harder. And it's fun and addicting way to keep your mind sharp and to grow your vocabulary. It'd be cool. Like, if everybody could go download this app, again, this is a free one, so it doesn't cost you nothing, but go try it out. Let me know if you like it as much as I do. WordCollect is offering you 2,500 coins and 500 gems when you download and you play. It's honestly, for me, it's been like a nice break from social media to, like, you know, you need like something mindless to do, but then not scroll. Someone saying something mean on social media, meh, and then scroll. Just go to Apple or Google Store and search the word Word Collect. Search for Word Collect. So if you're like me and you want to get fit in the new year with your mind and your body, then go download Word Collect for free today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who lives in North Carolina? I know there's going to be somebody listening that lives in North Carolina. Here's a cool story for the good news. We'll kick it off with this today. There's a woman who was down her luck, to say the least. Did not have a good start to 2021, but things now luckily are looking up. Her name is Betty Campbell, and she's been working two jobs and living in a shed in her sister's backyard in Raleigh. And after losing her house last year, she was forced to kind of be stuck in these conditions. So a fire on New Year's Eve destroyed everything this 76-year-old woman owned. And the firefighters who put the blaze out now were moved to try to help her. The captain, her name is Dina Alley, she said, when I got back to the station, I couldn't really get her off my mind. So I reached out to a few on Facebook to try to raise some money and try to put some clothes together as well for them. So soon the donations started pouring in. Firefighter friends from across the country gave big within 24 hours. They'd raised $4,000 for them. The kindness didn't stop there. The Victor Company, it's a nonprofit made up of minority firefighters. They worked with the Ameriglide to install a lift in Campbell's sister's house because she had trouble getting up and down the stairs. And then Heister Chevrolet made her a new set of keys because she lost hers in the fire.
We're not as divided as we think. I think we really, truly share this common humanity that makes people want to look out for each other.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. If everybody like come together, community come together and say, like, we want to help, we want to support, like, she's right. We're not really as divided as we think we are. We really just want to look out for one another, right? Cool story out of Missouri as well. She's a small business owner, has been on a mission to surprise several St. Louis with huge tips. She got a surprise of her own from one waiter for sure. Her name is Nicole, and she has been raising money on her social media from their followers as part of this viral Venmo challenge. Have you seen that? You ask for donations, and then you gift them to usually servers, or that's usually what I've seen it for, is like servers, right? So she received more than $4,000 for the cause, but she was shocked when someone declined the act of kindness for good reason. Nicole was dining at the Saffron Indian Grill over in St. Louis, and at the end of the meal, she explained to her server that she had raised $2,021 from many people for his tip. But instead of happily taking the cash, which I've never seen this happen before, but he politely refused. He said, "I cannot take it. I really appreciate your donation, but it's too much for me. Some places are really in need of this money more than us. I appreciate your support." And then so she told him that she hopes that, you know, because of his generosity, that he gets 10 times more support, because that's really cool. He's like, listen, there's more restaurants that need more help than we do. So he turned the money down and said, please go give it to a restaurant that's more in need. I think probably every restaurant's somewhat in need. I don't know where things are, like where you live here in Baltimore. The all the restaurants in the in-restaurant dining is still shut down, and outdoor dining. So everything's takeout only, you know? And then if you're using all these apps to get your food there, it's like, what? So very cool thing for him to do.
And cool for Nicole to put that together too. And yeah, I didn't know that until this year, but Martin Luther King's everything is copywritten. Everything. Like, we got to notice we cannot play anything. We can't talk about anything. I mean, we can like mention it, but we can't even like read the speeches of anything he said. It's very bizarre. I had no idea. So instead of playing anything by Martin Luther King and risking a copyright infringement, we are just going to, because do your research on Martin Luther King. I mean, what a, like you know him, you know his name, but I hope you really know like what he's done. Spend all of, you know, minimum just 10 minutes and just do some research. I think you'll be like, wow, what an influential person, especially at such a young age. It was crazy. But so since we can't do that, I think we'd still keep a made me laugh. And Martin Lawrence talking about how he wishes Martin Luther King may have been. And of course, with anything with Martin Lawrence, I have to remind you, this is going to have a ton of vulgarity in it if you've got little ears in the car. Okay. All right. Rest in peace, Martin Luther King. Thank you so much for being here today. Really, really, really appreciate you for being here. Goodness gracious. We got a lot of work to do here as a podcast family in 2021. So thanks for spending some time with us today. All right. I love you so much. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Okay. Bye.
And then one day I'm watching this tape and I see Martin going through Birmingham, Alabama, and a racist white boy picked up a rock or something, you know, like a half a boulder or some shit. And he pitched that motherfucker like he was pitching for the Orioles. Bah! And hit Martin in his head. And all Martin did was say, oh, nonviolent, nonviolent, don't nobody do nothing. Nonviolent, nonviolent, my head's bleeding right now. Don't nobody do nothing. We shall overcome. I've been to the mountaintop. I'm having a dream right now. Nonviolent, nonviolent, nonviolent. And I was proud. I said, damn. That takes a strong man to get hit in the head with a half a boulder and still say nonviolent. Damn. Woo! But if you like me, then one time you would have loved to hear Martin say, another one of you motherfuckers hit me with a rock. I'll beat your bitch ass, you motherfucker. Fuck that Coretta, these niggas think I'm soft. Fuck that nigga, let me show you how Martin get down, motherfucker. Get off me, it's Martin. And I know he cussed his boys out. I know it's like, Jesse, you seen who threw the fucking threw that rock. Jesse, shit. Get off your ass and go handle that shit, Jesse. Jesse, stop chasing them hoes.
All right. Rest in peace, Martin Luther King. Thank you so much for being here today. Really, really, really appreciate you for being here. Goodness gracious, we got a lot of work to do here as a podcast family in 2021. So thanks for spending some time with us today. All right, I love you so much, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Okay, bye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.